From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting hundreds have been detained for being associated with Friday's failed coup attempt in Turkey. Turkey says that nearly 3,000 soldiers, including some high-ranking officers, have been arrested. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim called the attempted coup a black stain on Turkish democracy. More than 2,700 Turkish judges linked to a U.S.-based Islamic cleric have also been dismissed. There are varying reports of the number of people who were killed in clashes, but officials have reported at least 161 dead. On Saturday, the situation remained tense in Istanbul, Ankara, and some other provincial cities, with sporadic ongoing violence. Turkish media reported intense clashes at a large military barracks outside Ankara, which is believed to be a stronghold of the coup plotters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen for Friday's failed coup attempt. Gulen has rejected any links to the uprising, issuing a statement saying that he rejected it in the strongest possible terms. Speaking in Luxembourg, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States has not received any request to extradite Gulen, but was willing to assist in legitimate efforts to deal with the plotters of Turkey's attempted coup.
Fully anticipate that there will be questions raised about Mr. Gulen. And obviously, we invite the government of Turkey, as we always do, to present us with any legitimate evidence that withstands scrutiny.
Kerry also repeated U.S. support for the democratically elected government in Turkey, saying the United States stands squarely and unequivocally with it. This is VOA News. French police have arrested three people in connection with Thursday's truck attack in Nice, bringing to five the number of people who have been detained in connection with the attack that killed 84 people. The Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement published on an Islamic State media outlet. It called the attacker a soldier. It remains unclear whether there was any direct connection between the French-Tunisian attacker and the terrorist group. France's interior minister said Saturday that it appeared that Mohamed Boulel was radicalized very quickly. Bernard Cazeneuve said that based on the initial testimony of those who knew Boulel, he did not show himself over the years as having a link to radical Islamist ideology. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump appeared for the first time with his newly minted running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, at a rally in New York Saturday. Trump called Pence a man of character, honor, and honesty.
I would like to introduce a man who I truly believe will be outstanding in every way and will be the next vice president of the United States, Governor Mike Pence. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Pence, who served six terms in the House of Representatives before he was elected governor in 2012, is a staunch conservative. He called on voters to join with him and Trump.
Join us. For the sake of our security, for the sake of our prosperity, for the sake of a Supreme Court that will never turn its back on our God-given liberties, let's come together.
Pence once endorsed Trump's opponent, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, in the primaries, but said that this is a call to serve. He added that presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton must never become president, and that was one of the reasons that he accepted Trump's invitation. And Pakistani social media sensation Kandil Baloch has been strangled to death by her brother in an apparent honor killing in Pakistan. Baloch, known as Pakistan's Kim Kardashian, caused a stir in her country by posting photos of herself on social media, including one alongside a Muslim cleric. She became widely known for her photos, videos, and comments, which broke social taboos. According to reports, Baloch had talked about leaving Pakistan for safety reasons. She was receiving anonymous death threats. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.